Welcome back, everyone, to Mishnah Berurah Yomi. Today we're learning Siman Reish Chaf Beis from Aleph through Dalet. We're going to talk about brachos on good news and brachos on bad news. Says the Mechaber in Sif Aleph, Ashmul Shein Tovos Lo Levado Mevarech Shachianu, Vimehin Tovos Lo Velachir Mevarech Atov Yameitiv. On good news for oneself, he says Shachianu. For himself and others, he says Atov Yameitiv. From whom do you have to hear? Says the Mishnah Berurah. Aleph Adavka Keshama Mipi Adam Naaman, Vizeha Adam Ra Baatzmo. Only if you hear from a reliable person who witnessed the event himself. Avalam Shama Shmua, Behin Shmua Tovos Shatzarech Levarech Atov Yameitiv, Shachianu, Behin Shmua. However, if you hear from a reporter who's not reliable, or from someone who didn't witness the event himself, then you don't say the bracha, whether it's a case of good news or a case of bad news. Similarly, one who hears that a thief who stole from him was caught, he shouldn't say the bracha until the stolen item is returned. So someone is forced due to his state of poverty to marry a rich woman despite his disinterest. He says, Atov Yamitav and Dina MS. However, says the Prima Godim, nowadays we're not so careful to say these brachos. Gambase from Horatziyam, in fact, because Zer of Yaakov Emden is also not so sure about these brachos. Beis Shmuos, Nakabalosh and Rabim, the Horoshim Shama Kamashmuos, Bavasachas, Dilo Bracha Achas. Why does the Mechaber use the word Shmuos to denote news in the plural, in order to teach us that even if one hears multiple sets of news at once, still one bracha suffices. Gimel mevarech shachyanu haynu kishyashlo simcha meyashmua v'chein lehipach b'dayana emes kishyashlo tzar meyashmua. Say shachyanu if you derive joy from hearing the news. You say dayana emes if you are pained by hearing the news. Continues the Mechaber in Beis, Al Shmuos Ros Mevarich Barachat Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Dayan Emes. On the bad news, one would say the bracha of Dayan HaEmes. So what level of joy do you have to experience in order to say Shachianu? Our Chashulchan, footnote 5, says the event has to be something of major significance, such that you would rejoice tremendously, whether that's a monetary benefit or some other benefit. The Shalas Uchuvas Halachos Ketanos, Chelek Beis, Simin Ches, in footnote 6, says that one should say Dayana Emes if he becomes sick with a dangerous sickness. However, he notes that that's not really the common practice. In terms of saying Shachianu when getting married, so the Mishnah Brura in Reish Chav Gimel actually records a practice to say Shachianu upon the Shiduchim. This is in footnote number 2. He says that if one is mishtadich with a woman whom he desires, so they should both say Shachianu on the getting together. The Arach HaShulchan says that the reason why we don't say Shachianu at a marriage is because at the Erusin you can't say Shachianu because it's not the full simcha yet, because the couple can't be together. And at the Nisuin you can't say Shachianu because the main event was the Erusin. And therefore, Shachianu doesn't belong at either one of those stages. Continues the Mechaber in Gimel. One is obligated to say a bracha on bad news with full intent and soulful interest, just as he would make a bracha when he rejoices at good news. Bad for those who serve Hashem is still their joy and their good. Because one accepts with love that which Hashem decrees. So when you do that acceptance, by doing so, you're serving Hashem. And the service of Hashem is a joy for such a person. What's the purpose of these Yisurin, of these challenges? Explains the Mishnah Berurah in Dalet, Ki be'emes kol ha'yisurin bein begof bein b'mamon, challenges whether bodily or monetary, hu akol kapara al ha'avonos, k'dei shol yitzayach l'siyaser l'asad lava. It's all an atonement for our sins so that we don't have to be pained in the world to come. Shoshama oneshu harbe yoser gadol, where punishment in the world to come is much greater. Chvisu b'medrash, Yitzchak tov ha'yisurin, Yitzchak avinu, requested the challenges in this world. He understood the overwhelming nature of Midas Hadin, of strict judgment in the world to come. David HaMelech also says, my flesh shrinks because of my fear, mimishpatecha yaresi, from your laws I fear, v'tava bi'atma yisurin k'deshi inakam akovakovol ayitztarach levchod od. And he requests challenges in this world in order to be cleansed from all and not to need to fear anymore. Amal akdosh baruch hu chayecha, dover tov atam avakish, u'mimcha ani maschil, shenemar v'hik zakin yitzchak v'atachena inov meiraos. Hakadosh baruch hu answered Yitzchak in the affirmative and gave Yitzchak blindness in this world in order to save him from worse Yisurin in the next. Continues the Mechaber in Dalid. Mevarech ala tova atovi amitiv af pish yari shema yavol ora mimenu. Kigon shamatza metzia v'yari shema yishama lamelech v'yikach kol asher lo. One should say atovi amitiv even if he fears that a negative consequence may be caused from the event, such as one who finds a lost item, but he fears that the king is going to hear and take his possessions. And likewise, v'chein mevarech ala ra barach tayin ha-emes af al pi she yavol o tova mimenu kigon shabalo shetef al sadehu af al pi she kashi avara shetef hitovalo Shehishka Sadehu. Likewise, one should say Daina MS, even if a good consequence will arise from the event, such as one whose field is flooded, even though when the flood passes, the field will be irrigated. Nonetheless, at the time of the flood, one should say Daina MS. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkan Hey, Kein Lanu Leistakab Alsich, after Shloya Kein. We can't be concerned with future ramifications because it's possible that the things that we think are going to happen in the future are not actually going to happen. So we have to go by the present, by the now. Continues the Mishnah Berurah, Vav, Kigon Shemat Matzi. The case of the lost item is that one fears that people are going to fabricate a certain pretext against him, and then he will lose all of his possessions. The case is where he also has other family members, where not only he benefits, but they benefit, and therefore the bracha of atov amitiv is relevant. Because if not, the bracha would be shehachayonu. Next time around, we'll continue. Have a wonderful day.